Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's kind of get to some of your questions. All right, some of you have heard, you know, kids getting COVID shots when they were just supposed to get a flu shot. You heard about this one school that gave the kid the COVID shot. We don't know how many when the parent didn't consent. Some of you asked if you send your kid to school on a COVID vaccine day where they're getting vaccines, is that implied consent? So you're keeping your kid at home. So let's just kind of work through this. Currently, nobody is allowed to inject your kid without your permission. Now, that being said, there was a study published, I think, in the Journal of Pediatrics. Let me see where this was published. JAMA Pediatrics, that actually suggested that kids could give their own consent. In fact, because they're worried that a lot of parents are not going for the vaccine, they believe that children and adolescents have the capacity to understand and reason about low-risk and high-benefit healthcare interventions. They recommend state laws should therefore authorize minors to consent to COVID-19 vaccination without parental permission. So this is obviously a very heated topic. If kids are born to parents who are vaccine hesitant, does that mean they should not get their vaccine? On the flip side, if a child doesn't understand, let's say, myocarditis risks or effects of one's menstrual cycle or Guillain-Barré, does that mean they could give adequate informed consent? So that's going to be a different topic for a different day, but I would love to ask you guys that. You know, should kids have the ability to choose vaccine for themselves and give consent? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have asked, what is the money being made on these vaccines given? And I guess what prompted this latest discussion was a Child Newsweek has reported that a kid went to school and the school vaccinated the kid in exchange for pizza. Maribel Duarte told NBC4 that her 13-year-old came home with a vaccine card after saying yes to being vaccinated in exchange for pizza at the Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South Louisiana. Duarte said she should have been asked to give a written consent for her child to be vaccinated. I'm sorry, this isn't Louisiana. They put LA. It's South Los Angeles. I apologize. The Los Angeles Unified School District website had sent a message to parents to get their kid vaccinated if they were over 12 before January 10th, 2022. According to their mandate, kids that are not vaccinated can't then do in-person schooling and would have to do virtual online schooling unless they have a valid request or a valid exemption. So she's not sure why her kid got the shot. She said the lady that gave him the shot and signed the paper was the one who told my son, quote, please do not say anything. I don't want to get into trouble. How's the kid not going to say something if the kid has, I mean, right now it's all about mandates. And if the kid goes, oh, no, Mom, I got vaccinated. Obviously, the parents are going to find out. The mom said, regarding my son's health, I am against it. She said that he had some underlying health issues. She clarified she was not against vaccines, as she had the vaccine herself, but feels differently towards her son. Her son has allergy and asthma problems. Already, two parents have launched a lawsuit against the LAUSD for its vaccine mandate. Now, to answer the question, how much do these schools, pharmacies, how much is being paid? I'm being told it's anywhere between $28 to $40 a dose. So if I give out the COVID vaccine in my clinic, if I chose to do that, I would be per administration making about $28 to $40. Now, mind you, if somebody is buying the syringes, if somebody is staffing, if somebody is taking on any risk, even though there's not really a lot of liability because you can't sue for any side effects with these vaccines, a pharmacy, a school should get paid. They should get reimbursed. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to take that time. It takes a lot of effort to vaccinate. So if you're doing a two-shot series, you could very easily make about $80 a kid, $80 a person. And so there is money, obviously, to be made, and I worry if that could be some of the driving force for a lot of these quote-unquote errors we're seeing. When a child got, multiple children have gotten COVID vaccines when their parents just tried to bring them in for the flu shot, from a public health standpoint, that kind of scares me, because I want kids to get the flu vaccine, and if parents are freaked out that going to get the flu vaccine means somebody is going to sneak them the COVID vaccine, then parents aren't going to want to give their kid the flu vaccine. So, I want this done right. I'm a fan of vaccinations. I'm a fan of a robust system out there to help prevent infectious disease, including flu, including MMR, including COVID. But if you're like this, I'd rather ask forgiveness than permission. I'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask permission. If it's just get the shot in there. We get paid. We could always say, I'm sorry. We can't get sued. You start to wonder if some of these mistakes that are being made are greed. Because nobody is that stupid in healthcare to give the wrong shot. I mean, you could easily tell the difference between flu and COVID, and I'm not trying to accuse any pharmacy chain, but I find it very odd that you would have somebody in the healthcare system that would grossly give a completely incorrect medication. They would lose their license unless their managers are like, look, we get paid per shot, but there is no...
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so my husband loses his keys all the time. I lose my keys, but not because I misplace them. It's because he loses his keys and then he takes mine. And then he loses my keys too. So every morning there's a routine. You know, I'm trying to get ready and he's like, oh, I can't find my keys. I can't find my keys. And I'm like, aren't they on the table? Aren't they on the, we even have this little place where you could set your keys and he keeps losing them. Then I go downstairs. I try to leave the house and I can't find my keys because he had to use mine. So it's this routine and the kids go, Mom, get an AirTag. Yeah, Dad, go get an AirTag. I'm like, what's an AirTag? Well, it's something that Apple released back in April that will allow you on your Find Your iPhone app to track your keys. So, like with my family, I know where they all are, and they know where I am based on this track your iPhone. So I know some of you are like, wait a second, if I want to cheat on my wife, that's not going to work. Well, trust me, the wives love this app because basically you know where everybody in the family is. And I don't do it so much to keep tabs on everybody, let them have their privacy. But when it's 2 a.m, you know, and I get an alert from the news, the local news, saying there was MVA, like what happened with Henry Ruggs when there was the car accident, the fatal car accident, I look to see, you know, that my kids are okay. And many times they're not home, but I could see where they are based on their app, like they're good. So I love that app. I did not get AirTags. I didn't buy the AirTags because I'm like, I don't want to lose that too, and I just didn't. They started about $29 and go up. But apparently they are the biggest thing since sliced bread. The problem is our inability to find our keys, our inability to find our purse or our wallet, and the need to tag it is actually starting to put us as a human race at risk. Maybe we need to evolve a little better. So, remember I told you last week there were car thieves using these AirTags to tag your car. So apparently one of the criminal new little operations that are out there is you have, let's say, a nice car, you go up to a valet, and these guys have, or not the valet, but somebody near there has a bunch of these tags. And they go, okay, I want that car, but they can't steal it in the valet. So they could, with double-sided tape, stick an AirTag, they're like really small, behind the license plate, behind the bumper, inside your gas tank. Then, apparently, it beeps on their find your iPhone, find your Apple Watch, find your AirTag. So they now know where that car lives and can go and steal it or can rob the house. Remember, the criminal element now, okay, it's not just all about a bag and a fake gun. Okay, this is now about using tech to surgically, you know, with surgical precision, choose your victims. Well, even more worrisome than getting your car stolen was this young girl on TikTok saying somebody was tracking her. And apparently it's because they stuck an AirTag in her bag. So she was traveling from Texas to Massachusetts. And luckily for her, her phone pinged saying that there was an unknown accessory. So this is TikTok user AngelEdge95. And she's like, well, that's odd. You know, so she's checking all her accessories and it's pinging her. Then it's giving her a notification that it is watching her move. This notification says time sensitive, unknown accessory detected. This item has been moving with you for a while. The owner can see its location. So she's freaking out. She goes to TikTok. Like, you know how I go to Facebook when there's a scorpion going, guys, what do I do? And you guys tell me to call SWAT. Well, she went to TikTok going, do I go to the police or do I go to Apple? Well, obviously she went to the police. The police, she brought everything she had been traveling with for them to search. Eventually, an AirTag that had double-sided tape on it was taped to the roof of her duffel bag. See, you don't really look at the roof of your duffel bag. You see maybe the sides when you dig in. How many times do you evert and look at the top? So that means some person stuck the tag into her bag so then they could find her and later attack her. That is some scary poop. That is some super scary, scary stuff. So she took to TikTok to warn everybody, saying, guys, be careful. She thought maybe this is the next way for people to be trafficked. Now, for those of you with Androids, She said that you could use something called AirGuard. If you download AirGuard, AirGuard will give you notifications that you are being tracked. So, you know, I know some of you are like, well, just turn off your phone. Yeah, right. Turn off your phone. Turn off your Bluetooth. Turn off your location services. You don't get it. This isn't your phone tracking you, which does anyway. This is somebody else sticking their device onto you, and on their phone, they can track it. What must have happened is the iPhone, and good for them, was able to pick up a foreign tracking device, but not all the time. Now, some people have said, look, my AirPods do the same thing. Your AirPods are an accessory. Sometimes when it goes in and out of its Bluetooth or whatever, it might not get pinged, so it might look at this. But if you don't have your AirPods, you need to check your stuff, because that means somebody has bugged you. Is that the word for when they put a bug in your house or put a bug of a tracker? Now, you know, I have sons. I don't have daughters. But if you have daughters, you better let them know. If you have sons, you need to let people know that the technology is so easy where a $30 gadget can be at any time stuck to your person, stuck to your car, stuck to your child. And then that person can be then that you become victimized. And so how much farther do we go with our tech? I know people think the AirTag things are the coolest thing ever. And I get that they think, you know, this is awesome because I will never lose something. Okay, maybe we really need to go back to old school, because our phones ping us all the time. I love the fact that I know that my kids are safe. That was my biggest fear. How do I know they're not in a ditch somewhere? How do I know they're not in a ditch? You know, it's a very, very scary thought. So I love that there's this tech. But what risk am I putting them in? What risk am I putting myself in? And I know some of you think, okay, you know what, the only people that get bugged, the only people that get, you know, followed or tracked are like spies or somebody who's criminal. That's not the way it is. I thought that too. You know, I remember when I was a little girl, I would see, you know, these movies where they would put cameras into the bedroom. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't want anybody doing that. And, you know, me going into the shower. You know, and I remember my sister or my mom saying, no, that's just in the movies. You know, don't get paranoid about it. That's just, you know, the person's a spy. You're not a spy. I'm like, no, I'm never going to be a spy. Good, then nobody's going to put a camera in your room. That's not the case. I don't know if you've seen these videos at Airbnbs where there are cameras hidden in the clock next to the bed. Every time I go into a hotel, I flip that alarm clock to the wall because I don't like the light. These alarm clocks really light up the room. But also I'm glad I do that because I guess there might be a camera in there also. So we're always being watched, whether it's the satellite, whether it's somebody putting cameras, we're always being listened to. You know, my husband kind of had a craving for this restaurant last night, so I ordered it, and I made the mistake of saying the name, and now on my Facebook, and now I can't get rid of the ads. How did they know? Who's listening? It's really creepy stuff, and we did this to ourselves. Is this really what we want? Where your 15-year-old daughter is being tracked by somebody putting something in her bag or on her, you know, I just don't get it. And I don't understand why we don't put a stop to it. The reason why we don't put a stop to it is we're lazy. We're addicted. We're dependent on it. I love my smartphone. If somebody said, Dahlia, get rid of your smartphone and just go to the rotary. No. I mean... Then again, you know, yeah, track me. I go to Walmart and home. Walmart and home.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The city of Phoenix announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect on January 18th. Councilman Jim Warren called the mandate a disaster.
It's a disastrous policy that will have disastrous consequences for our citizens.
The move comes after a federal judge blocked President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate in a ruling on Tuesday, which Phoenix had previously cited when announcing its own mandate. U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan predicted on Wednesday that 2022 will mark the end of the coronavirus pandemic and see a full global economic recovery. Marko Kalanovic, its chief global market strategist and co-head of global research, said the bank expected the U.S. Treasury yields, a key driver in global borrowing costs, to rise to 2.25% by the end of 2022. This is USA Radio News. Jacob Chansley has been in solitary confinement for almost 11 months, and he was recently sentenced to 41 months in prison for his peaceful involvement in the January 6th protest. Jacob did not cause any violence. He listened to officers, and he was let into the building by Capitol Hill police.
The moment that that people really understand what it is that I'm saying is not just a quote-unquote conspiracy theory, but that these things are true, then people will end up pulling the thread on the sweater and the ugly underbelly of the bureaucratic establishment in D.C. and abroad will be revealed.
Video from inside of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th shows Jake complying with police and urging others to be peaceful. The Biden administration Tuesday slashed its production requirements for ethanol and other biofuels, citing reduced demand due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so Jen Psaki yesterday, I think it was yesterday during one of the press briefings, I don't know if it was from NPR, a reporter had asked her about giving everybody a home test kit at home. And she kind of joked it off as saying, what, you want us to give everybody a test kit, then what? And I guess, you know, certain pundits, certain newspapers made fun of her and criticized her or whatever. But I have a different take on these home COVID tests. And I think right now, as it's such a spending spree with the money we're spending right now out of Washington, and how it's going to include more COVID precautions. I still don't see any money being spent on N95 respirators. Give everybody N95 respirators. That still hasn't been done, which makes no sense. But there's a lot of discussions of, okay, more home test kits. More home test kits. Go, go, go. Get everybody a home test kit. And so did the home test kits and the ability to get them inexpensively at the pharmacy help or hurt the pandemic? I'd love to hear your opinion. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have an opinion of my own. So let's look at the pros and cons. So the pros of the home test kit is you think you have COVID, you got the kit at home. You don't have to then drive around, go to a testing center, possibly expose others, even though a lot of them are done in the car. You're able to do it at home. You're able to not put it off, procrastinate. You could do it right then and there, and then hopefully get results. And some of these home test kits have some very good sensitivity. So if somebody thinks they have COVID, they could test themselves. If they're positive, isolate for 10 days. In theory, it sounds beautiful. It sounds amazing. Give everybody test kits. Now let's look at the cons and let's look at the reality of it. Okay? How many of you have ever tried to isolate for one day? How many of you thought you might have COVID, but there was a concert that weekend or a party that weekend you wanted to go to? So what did you do? Did you go on Facebook and go, I think I have COVID, everybody. I'm going to have to isolate for 10 days. No, you kept quiet. So one concern I have, because these home test kits really rely on you doing it authentically and then being authentic about your results, I start to wonder how many of these COVID tests, if they were positive, really prompted that one ethical individual to isolate completely for their 10 days. I believe there are some very honest people out there. I don't think the majority of people are. So if a home test that comes up positive starts to cause panic and people going, oh, no, 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 oh, no, 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 I can't miss, oh, no, I can't miss, oh, hell no, throw it out before anybody sees it, then what good are they? The other problem I noticed as a physician is people would call up asking for antibiotics. I want an antibiotic. I got a sinus infection. It's not COVID. Did you take a test? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I took a home test and it said negative. I can't believe it. Did you, rather than rub your nose, just kind of rub your cheek really quick? Oh, my test is negative. Telling me that your home test was negative doesn't mean much to me, because a lot of the people that end up being positive for COVID that are honest says, Doc, my first test I did during the first couple days was negative, but when I repeated it later in the week, it was positive. So I keep getting told from patients, my COVID test finally turned positive. Well, then if your COVID test finally turned positive, have we been teaching people about the window of how the first day or two your COVID test might be negative? When somebody gets a fever, they immediately run and do their COVID test. That might be too early. So then the next question is were negative home COVID tests a pass for people to go, yay, I could go to work with my fever? No, you were never supposed to go to work with a fever. I don't give a damn if your home COVID test said negative. If you have a fever, you're coughing and sneezing, you stay home. But no, my COVID test was negative. My at-home COVID test was negative. So I personally think some of these at-home COVID tests might have actually worked against us and validated people's want to go to the party, go to work. I had a lady call me yesterday. She had a fever for a week. She was calling me from work. You could see her at work. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing at work with a fever? Oh, I'm COVID negative. I go, when was your test? Oh, the second I got the fever, I tested myself at home. Well, that doesn't mean anything to me. Go get another COVID test. And even if you're COVID negative, get the hell home if you have a fever. So that concerns me. You have the ethics of people. You have the lack of sensitivity day one or two. You have people that don't really want to be positive. If you don't want to be positive, you're not going to get a positive test. And then another thing that people don't realize is this test will show up positive if you have a high level of virus. If your first symptom is diarrhea, are you swabbing your rectum? No. You're swabbing your nose. And people will call and they'll go, all right, doctor, work sent me home because I have diarrhea, but I took a nasal COVID test and I'm negative. When did you have the diarrhea? It started 2 hours ago. Well, your nose might not show positive for a rapid antigen, might pick up a PCR test this early. So, you know, I'm not saying I agree with Jen Psaki. I think her attitude is very flippant a lot of times. I think she doesn't believe a lot of what she has to say and put out there. And reporters are really starting to question, you know, a lot of, you know, her boss. And so she's got a tough job. But giving everybody an at-home test kit doesn't, to me, mean that I think we're going to solve the COVID problem, because I think the average person is a liar and the average person is unethical. And if the average person tests positive, I don't know if I could trust that they will stay home for 10 full days. We're going to be talking about the office Christmas party, because it looks like office Christmas parties are back. And nobody wants to miss their office Christmas party. Even the ones that don't like their job, because it's free food, free alcohol, and it's a chance to kind of realign your alliances, right? The Hunger Games of work, you could realign it sometimes during these Christmas parties. If your boss is drunk, it's the one time you could get your boss to smile at you. So what? We're talking about, what day is it now? The 6th? No, the 8th. It's the 8th. Okay, so what is 10 days from now? The 18th. I'm telling you right now, somebody testing positive for COVID, if they're feeling better by the weekend, they're going out. They shouldn't. They should isolate, but they're going out. So would I recommend everybody get an at-home COVID test? If they want it, I think that's fantastic. But if it's somebody who's like, I don't want to know, if they don't want to know, that means they're not going to be forthcoming with their results. So what should we do? So we got some recent news that the Omicron variant will be susceptible to Pfizer with the booster, where our vaccines do have to include boosters to help fight Omicron. Omicron is still looking milder, according to American officials. In other countries, it looks like it's increasing hospitalization. So we still have an I don't know. What I would like is flu tests. If you're going to give out COVID tests, give flu tests at home. Because if somebody has a fever, I want to know if they have flu. Because at least with flu, I could start them on some Tamiflu. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when your boss wants to talk to you, that's never good. You know, I always loved it because I love talking to my bosses. I always felt strong with my job. But when you start working for some bosses that are a little bit toxic, you start to realize that nothing good can come out of any interaction with them. So you start to panic. So these employees that experienced a mass firing on Zoom has now kind of changed the trigger of when you hear a Zoom meeting, you're like, oh my gosh, am I going to get fired? So Christian Chapman, according to CNN, was a former underwriter at Better.com. He thought he was logging into another town hall with his CEO, Vishal Garg. He didn't know that that was going to be the last call as an employee of the online mortgage company. And apparently the CEO had said, if you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group that is being laid off. This was a one-way webinar that happened last Wednesday. It lasted about 3 minutes. Garg started immediately. He did not wait for workers to trickle into the meeting, because a lot of times with Zoom, they're like, okay, it looks like only four people are here. Oh, okay, now we have, oh, hi, George. Hey, George, how are you? And, I mean, the first few minutes of a Zoom call is ridiculous. So the CEO just got right to it. He started immediately. He said, your employment here is terminated effective immediately. The call ended abruptly. Mr. Chapman was obviously in shock. He's the sole provider for his family of seven. He actually used some, he said there was even outbursts from his boss. And then he began messaging other companies, finding, you know, or messaging in-company Slack channels asking what was going on. His screens went black. He lost access to his company, computer, phone, email, messaging. He went to Facebook Messenger to reach out to colleagues. And the CEO had promised a follow-up email from HR, but employees' access was terminated. He ultimately received the communication via his personal email hours later. He said it was really surreal. It was one of those things that you don't believe is going to happen. So the company laid off 900 employees in those few minutes, or 9% of its staff. Now, Better.com, I never even heard of them before this, was valued at $6.9 billion. I guess it earned unicorn status. The company ranked number one on LinkedIn's top startups of 2021 and 2020. And it's a SoftBank-backed mortgage lender. They announced they were going to go public through a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, S-P-A-C. The day before the layoffs, the firm announced it received $700 million in cash as part of an amended deal with investors, according to TechCrunch. So Better would be basically, I guess, in terms of assets, about $1 billion, excuse me, in cash. But it didn't necessarily offset how the mortgage market is going. So when Garg fired employees, he said they were, quote, stealing from their colleagues and their customers by being unproductive and only working 2 hours a day. Now, this is according to Fortune magazine. They confirmed those sentiments in an interview with the CEO. Now, several former employees interviewed by CNN Business and Staff said the staff was blown away. Garg had been involved in controversy before. Apparently, he had sent an email to staff saying, quote, you are too damn slow. You are a bunch of dumb dolphins, so stop it, stop it, stop it right now. You are embarrassing me. He said, I got promoted. Oh, no, no, no. No, another employee said, I got promoted, then he's out there trying to portray everyone as lazy as stealing money. So here's the thing I want to talk about, okay? Wait. I'm a little mixed with all this, having been a boss and having been an employee. It's always, I do something right, no one remembers. When I do something wrong, no one forgets. Always, I think I work harder than I do for my mom. I'm underpaid and overworked. People think you're overpaid and you underwork. And so I'm mixed, because I've known a lot of people who have been able to work from home. And man, am I envious. The working from home, getting the exact same salary, and they are at the pool. They are shopping. I'm running into them. I'm seeing them on Facebook. And you're still making your full salary? Yeah, 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 but I put in extra hours at night. Now, I get that because that's how I like to work. I work all day long. I get up, I see some patients, I do my radio show, I see patients in the middle of the day, and then before I go to bed, I see patients. So I am basically working 16-hour days. But yeah, I take some breaks. I walk the dog now. If I have to go grocery shopping, I'll go grocery shopping. I love working at home. But I only get paid per patient. So I don't get to draw a full salary while working from home and taking off all this extra time. I've had people tell me, Dahlia, don't text me at 7:30 because I get to sleep in now that I get to work from home. I'm like, wait a second, my day is half done by 7:30 a.m. I mean, so really, you get to sleep in? Did they cut your pay? Nope. So if a boss is getting wind of this, that they're having to pay you, that they can't change your pay, and you are sleeping in, you are on social media, you're spending your day at the pool, and they're only getting 2 hours of login time, yeah, they're going to be mad. On the flip side, accusing somebody of underworking when they're actually working is a bad, 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 bad move. If you're just trying to cut, you know, save profits and cut the bottom line, then you don't lie. Don't tell them it's because you guys are only working 2 hours. I mean, if you're going to say somebody works 2 hours a day, I'd love to see the proof. But if that's not the case and you want to save money, say, look, I'm sorry, but we have to save money. The mortgage industry has been fueled by refinancings. There are mortgage rates that have dropped to historic lows. There was the eviction moratorium that took all those rental properties and all those homes and mortgages that people used to pay into defunct mode, and then people chose not to still pay up on 15 months of no rent, and they left the place a disaster. Those are, you know, very honest concerns with the mortgage industry. It's not the employee's fault, but if you're going to let somebody go, you know, be honest about it. You know, and say, look, you know, we got screwed over by a whole bunch of things, but a company that has $1 billion, nobody's going to play a violin for. But what I would do if I were you is, if you are drawing full salary and you work from home, find a means to log your work. Each day, log the hours you put in, and maybe something you could tie as proof. Because I think as Omicron comes and we have the flu season and all sorts of other stuff going on, and it's just going to be, you know, one cluster after another, and, you know, now that the secret's out, people love working from home, you're going to be in a tough position where if your boss is like, I can't be paying this kind of salary for somebody who's watching Netflix, you need to kind of show your productivity. I've always loved the jobs, I told you, where there's a job that needs to get done, get it done. I don't like the idea of clocking in and clocking out. So if somebody goes, Dahlia, I need you to see 20 patients today. Not that anybody's done that. I'll see those 20 patients, come hook or crook, throughout, even if I have to stay up late. But I will get that done. But let me do it on my own time. I need a project done. This project has to be done by Friday. I might work on it at 6 a.m., I might work on it at 10 p.m. Give me the project. But if you're like looking at me clock in at 8 and clock out at 5, I just don't like that. So, you know, maybe sit down with your boss and say, look, I heard what happened, you know, with that better.com. I support my family. I want to know I have job security. Is there anything you need from me in terms of my performance? Are you happy with what I'm doing? This is what I'm doing because I just want to keep my job. But I am expecting more firings because I think a lot of bosses are seeing people screw around at home. Or we're seeing a lot more greed. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript apply for an employer identification number, check your refund status too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.